Blog Talk Radio.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, to see you again. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? When people can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey now, all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes I will. No, you got a friend. You got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you got a friend.
You got a friend, James Taylor. Wow, so many incredible sayings and words in there that you could definitely and should live by. Oh my goodness, whew, that was deep. We'll talk about that with my friend Joshua Darnell, is with me here on right now, and he's going to be taking your phone calls. Okay, taking your phone calls. We're mainly going to be taking the calls on relationships. Joshua is what he does all day long, as Joshua is a licensed spiritual counselor. He has a master's degree in health and human performance, and a master's degree in psychology with the emphasis in marriage and family therapy. Joshua is a psychic medium who talks with his clients' spirit guides. So if you put both of those together, someone who is trained, educated in how all these matters work. I mean, one of the things I love is listening to a psychotherapist, you know, where they could tell you how the brain works. And I know I've listened to Joshua also talk about how the brain works. And, obviously I haven't studied that. So I am so impressed, and I love to learn, because it does affect everything we do, and especially our relationships. And our relationships are so important to our happiness in our life. I mean, everybody is seeking love. Everybody is seeking love. I don't care if you're, heterosexual, or if you're gay, or everybody's seeking love, or just love in a friendship. You can have love in a friendship. You could be. Today I witnessed a very touching ceremony by President Obama, who I hate to see leave, given the Congressional Medal of Honor to his brother Joe Biden, and that was so touching. I mean, Joe Biden didn't expect it at all, and he was just in tears, literally tears. I mean, just no acting. It was just, and the bond, the love that those two guys have is so unique, especially in that position. It was really special, and I don't think we'll see that for a long time, unfortunately. But if you missed it, I'm sure you can catch it all over the place online. But anyway, so call on in to speak to Joshua. The number to call, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to speak to Joshua. And we'll be glad to take your call. So, first of all, let me bring on Joshua to the show. Welcome back, Joshua.
Hey, Michael. Great to be back on.
Yeah, it's great to. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You have good holidays?
Oh, yeah. I had a great holiday. Great holy day. You know, holy days. In December, it's like my birthday, and with the weather, I mean, it's been raining out here and everything. I usually just take time just to really meditate and introspect, and talk with my own angels, and really kind of meditate on what I want to manifest for 2017. And so it was a great time, really good processing, and feel really excited, about 2017, and just all the things that I want to improve myself in. On the different levels of my existence, and really grateful just to be able to continue to help people, in their own spiritual involvement as well.
Yeah, that's what I like about the downtime is to meditate and really look at, this upcoming year and things that you want to advance on, things you want to improve on, and I want to expand what I'm doing and helping the homeless, helping the people who come to the show who need help more than just the calls. Maybe they're being evicted or power shut down. I thought of, Journey of Light memberships, how people support the show, so it goes in this fund so we can do these things. As Bonnie, my producer here, will tell you, I've really come across some pushback this week. It's been really, really strange, that people don't really want to participate. They just, So anyway, I'm still working on it. I'm not giving up. So. But
yeah, well, I'll definitely, you know, hold that in prayer, and I appreciate, you know, all that you're doing, Michael, and, you know, continuing to try to, you know, evolve and you know, spread more and more information to people. You know, it's much needed.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I know you've helped the homeless, and you're really a great man, mm-hmm. and everything that you do. And last month in December, of course, you know Jennifer Taylor pretty well, and she's doing great things in Hawaii. And her and I come together, and we did a kind of a homeless project here in Oklahoma City, where she funded it, and I went to the streets here and helped the homeless, and that was awesome. Such gratitude as the people have. And and people say, you know, though there's programs for them, and oh, you know, they're just drunks and all, you know, judging them and all this. And I just, you know, that's just an excuse to me. It's, you know, we can still help, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, especially, you know, the majority of people identify themselves as either spiritual or being Christians in our country. And the whole thing with those two philosophies is that, or belief systems, it's just about not judging. And so it's not about, you know, like judging where, you know, where they came from or why they're now homeless or anything like that. It's about really just, you know, seeing our brother or our sister in need and saying, hey, I can help. And the thing of it is that when we actually give of ourselves to others, we actually are the ones that are blessed. You know, anyone that has actually given any of their time to, you know, to a homeless shelter, you know, feeding people, you know, or donated money or anything like that, you know, like feels that feeling afterwards of just gratitude and the feeling tone of having, you know, helped someone. And that's something that we should all seek to experience every single day, no matter what our job profession is. And it's not our job to judge where people are at. You know, all these people have stories, you know, that honestly could end, you know, that could be any one of us, you know, if we made one choice over the other. And at the end of the day, these are our brothers and sisters, and our job is to care for our brothers and sisters. And that's the only thing that we are required to do, is to love. And if you're a Christian, allow God to sort out, you know, the judgment. If you're spiritual, you know, meaning that you are really kind of more in the whole metaphysical vibe and, you know, those type of things, well, then you understand too that as you are in service to others, then you're also expanding your own consciousness and your own wealth and abundance yourself. So there's really no excuse for us to say no, you know, except for if it's just like our own, you know, pathology, if it's our own emotional disconnection.
I love that. That's really beautiful, the way you say that, and I so align with that. I remember one of the times I was out there, and this is a great thing for people to donate to our GoFundMe for this process, because some people don't feel comfortable, you know, going in the streets and things like that, and that's fine. You're still given, I remember my story was going the streets, and one of the people I came in contact with, this older guy, was, you know, super nice and everything. And I helped him out, gave him some money. And I remember I then smelled some alcohol. And the first instinct in my head was, oh, you know, you just gave to someone that's going to buy a bottle. And then instantly it's like, you know, it kicked in. No, I'm not judging. I'm not, you know, the point is, as you said, helping someone in need, and I'm just not going there. You know, it could be a billion things, and unless you walk in someone's shoes, And even if someone you give them funds and they maybe go buy a bottle, the way I look at it is maybe that's what it they you know only thing that you know gets them through the day, you know, at this point in their life. And maybe you're supporting them until they do reach, you know, tomorrow or a year from now where they do get the help that they need. And yeah, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a subject that I feel very passionate about, you know, because, you know, the homeless have been, you know, such a big part of my heart, you know, for such a long time. And, or the word is transience now, I guess is, you know, the politically correct, you know, thing to say. But here's the thing, the way that I look at it is that if I'm giving someone money or giving them, you know, any, you know, anything, yeah, maybe 9 out of 10 times, like they go and, you know, buy more crack or buy more alcohol or do their thing. But what I'm doing is I'm giving God an opportunity to work in their life. And what if that time that I gave them the money, that they actually went and bought food instead, or they went and actually, you know, did something productive, like maybe using that money to call, you know, to call a family member or whatever. Like, I never know what God is going to do with that money that I gave. But in me trusting God and in me knowing that in a moment's notice, like, you know, God can move mountains. Like, if we have faith of a mustard seed, you know, God can move mountains, or we can move mountains with the faith of a mustard seed. Like, anything can happen. So it's just my job to give people an opportunity. And if they don't use that opportunity, well, then they're in the same hell that they're in anyway. And I'm fine. You know, I go and, you know, continue to drive my, you know, 2015, $50,000, you know, F-150 that's fully loaded and my dream truck. Like, what's the big deal for me, you know? Like, give $5, $10, whatever. Like, I'm not going to miss that, you know?
Right.
You know, but for these other people, that could be the one thing that God uses to actually connect them back to hope and connect them back to transformation. And so I never want to deny what God can do, you know, just by me opening my heart.
Right, exactly. So well said. It's you know, because they're in the James Taylor song that I just played. It says in there, you know, they will take your soul if you let them. And I so resonated with that because of the pushback I received. And I'm not quitting this cause. Nothing's going to make me quit this cause. And, you know, I can talk about, post whatever, and promote. This is my radio show. And I've got two, going to be doing three here soon. Because the point is we can do more. But if you let people, you know, as the song says, if you let people, they'll take your soul. They'll take your idea if you let them, but don't let them. Don't, you know, because what people are doing is they're putting their own ego into it. And they're like, well, what about me? What about me? What about me? So I just, you know, it's always the ego that gets in the way of great work. And
Yeah, and it's the ego of fear, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is that anyone that's you know knows anything about metaphysics understands that the more we get, you know, that we cannot, that the more that we give, the more that we actually receive, you know. And tithing is a part of our job as spiritual people on this planet, whether you're a Christian, you know, or someone, you know, that's spiritual practicing metaphysics, you know, tithing is a part of that. You cannot claim to be a metaphysician and not understand the value of giving, you know, because that's a big part of it. Like, and no matter what religion you're a part of, you know, people will ask, you know, yogis and, you know, anyone, like, you know, how do I know God? Serve people. You know, how can I, you know, how can I connect with God more? Feed people. You know, it's like, ultimately, we are God expressed on this planet. We cannot expect some being from outer space to come in, you know, and make everything okay. It's our job as a collective consciousness to actually dictate who God is on this planet. It's our job to create a kingdom on earth. That's our job. That's why we're here. And we do that by love. We do that by compassion. And we do that by not putting any idols before our love for spirit. And every single time that spirit tells us, you know, go ahead and, you know, our first instinct is usually what we need to listen to, because that's usually the instinct from our soul. So we see someone that's homeless, we see someone that's starving, that has a sign, and the first instinct is, you know, give them $5. That's what we're called to do. But then our mind comes in, our fear comes in. No, I need that $5, you know. And then that $5 then goes to maybe a dollar, and then that dollar maybe goes to change. And before you know it, you've already passed that person by.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are, you know, so it's our job to listen. And ultimately for all of us, you know, where do I put my faith? Where do I put my trust? And giving money, you know, like the Bible calls on us to, you know, to give, to tithe. To tithe is to give 10%. And it's not, and for me, in my own spiritual walk, it's not just to my spiritual community, although I give there as well. It's also just to people, you know, and I love, that's a part of my spiritual practice that I love the most, you know, that I get to meditate and hold a couple hundred dollars in my hand and say, you know, okay, God, this is your money. Who does this go to? You know, that's when it gets fun. And that's when making money isn't just about, you know, how that can serve me, but now it's about what I can give and how I can be of service to others. And that's when it gets really exciting, because then the universe then says, oh, you're someone that we can use to serve and help. And because someone is giving, it shows that they know that more and more is coming in. And so the universe then reflects that back to that individual. And as long as it's done from the heart and not out of, you know, trying to manipulate the universe, which we can never do, you know, then, you know, abundance and wealth will be the order of the day.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you're so great. You know, and I so agree with you that, and I've been saying this, you know, throughout my time here on the show, but especially this new year, and I always say that to me, spirituality begins with helping one another. And if we don't, as you said, if we don't have that as our base, our foundation, as this show is Journey in the Light, then we, what are we doing here? You know, like I say on my show, this is not a crystal ball show. Like we just, you know, that's all we care about, looking in the crystal ball and what's your future. That's not what this show is. I don't do this show for that. I do it for the help it gets to the listener, to the caller. That's the only reason I do it. Otherwise, I'd be doing something else. That's it.
Amen.
So.
Yeah. And I would love to comment on that real quick. And it's just that, you know, a lot of people throw around this term like, oh, I'm spiritual, I'm this, I'm that. And most people, including myself, we are not as spiritual as we think we are. Because by, you know, if you look into ancient wisdom, you know, what it says is spirituality is connection. So how do we connect with God? And then we have to really take an honest look and say, well, how many of us are really connecting with God? And connecting with God daily and connecting with God, you know, with each and every breath. And the way that we know if we have connection is if we have our own insight and if we're growing. And so whether I'm a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu or I just label myself as spiritual, if I don't have my own insight and if I'm not growing, I'm not connected, and therefore I'm not spiritual. And so, you know, if so it's very important that we're having our own insight. It's very important that we're that we're getting messages and that we're allowing ourselves to be open to receiving messages in terms of what our next progression of our spiritual unfoldment is. And if that's not happening, it's time for us to check ourselves, because that's what shows. And those are the only two things that matter if we're connected. Now, the next progression is from that connection is when we can fall in love with spirit, like truly fall in love with spirit. You know, and everyone's going to, you know, everyone says, oh, I love God, da, da, da. And I call BS on everyone, including myself. Because if we really love God, you know, you think about it. Like, when I fall in love with a woman, I'm constantly thinking of her. I wake up and I text her. I wake up and I call her. Before I go to bed, I call her. Before I go to bed, I text her. Like, I'm constantly thinking of her every single time I get an opportunity, especially if it's, you know, honeymoon love, you know, type of thing. But it's like, how many of us really do that with spirit? How many of us really do that with God? So when the Bible talks about, you know, thou shalt not have any idols before me, you know, really what it is, you know, thou shalt not love any other but me. And so if I love my PlayStation, or if I love my job, or if I love, you know, these other things that I allow to interfere with my relationship with spirit, well, then I'm lying to myself and to everyone else when I say that I love God. Because in reality, because actions, you know, really show us our truth. And so the way that looks like is if I'm not spending meditation time, if I'm not giving spirit, you know, time in the morning to meditate, or time in, you know, at night to meditate before I go to bed, or taking moments of silence throughout the day, then I'm not in love with spirit. I'm in love with the other things that I'm trying to create. And so we all must check ourselves, because, you know, all this rhetoric about Trump and all this type of stuff, all of us are responsible for that guy being in the White House. All of us that are quote unquote spiritual, or at least think that we are, and everyone else in between. You know, we are all responsible. So it's time for all of us. You know, I don't care what your profession is. I don't care where you think your spiritual life is, to step up. Because that's what's going to be needed, especially this year. You know, it's for all of us to raise our consciousness to a whole nother level and fall in love with God in a way that we've never fell in love with God before. And the way that that shows up is that when we have that connection, when we truly have that connection with spirit, then we feel a love that we've never felt before, a love that has never came from any other human on this planet. And that love expands us to such a degree that we cannot help but love life, and not just human life, but all of life. And we feel that connection with life. We feel that, you know, that that love with life all the time. And that is what this planet needs. That's what our human consciousness, you know, needs. You know, just for all of us to step up and stop pointing the finger. Because when we point the finger, it's projection. All of us that are condemning Trump and all this, we're condemning the parts of us that are, quote unquote, you know, sinful. Not that I believe in sin, but, you know, for lack of a better term. And so if we can raise our altitude, if we can raise our consciousness, if we can go deeper and actually start acting on what we say that we are, the world would change instantly. That soapbox is over now, Michael. Although I'll probably have more things to say.
Well, I have to ask you one question. You know, I love you, but I'm trying to understand this one part here, because I know you've said this before, and I know others have, and I'm trying to understand to wrap my head around it. But then you know how I feel on all this political stuff. So how are we, like, responsible for Trump, though? I don't understand that part. Like, I'm trying
to. Yeah, no, great question. So from a metaphysical level, we attract what we need for our human consciousness to grow to our next unfoldment. And either we can attract something through insight or something through pain. And, you know, and so, you know, when I say that we are all responsible, because I participate in the human collective, it's like a team, you know, like, when Alabama lost the national championship, you know, like there are some players that played really well. There's some players that didn't, you know, especially that defense, the last two, you know, drives. Well, we're all a team. So for me to blame, you know, other people for voting for Trump, then now that's me blaming my team members. That's me now pointing the finger. Well, you know, what instead would be healthier is for me to look at myself and go, well, how can I play better? How can I do a better job? Where can I step up in my own consciousness? Because we know, you know, from a metaphysical level that when we meditate, that actually affects other people. That there is a, you know, and Carl Jung, you know, talked about it, you know, in psychology, that there is a collective consciousness that we are all a part of. And any, you know, and for like myself, where, you know, I study systems theory, that's what my doctorate is in. You know, when we talk about family systems, you know, it's systems theory. And what that means is that if someone in the family changes their behavior, then it changes the entire family. And that's the same thing on a metaphysical level with our collective consciousness. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't point out the things that I disagree with, that I think that are not in alignment with love and compassion, you know, for the mass consciousness. But what it does mean is that if I just continue to point the finger and blame the people that voted for him and blame, you know, all these other systems and whatever that might be, well, then I put myself in victim mode. And then ultimately, I'm now just I'm just really blaming my own pathology, you know, instead of taking self-responsibility for what's occurred and look at myself and go, okay, well, where in me am I maybe lying to myself? Where in me, you know, am I a bit of a narcissist? Where in me am I, you know, whatever, you know? And we all have to do that. And that's why I said earlier, you know, I'd say all of us that think that we're all spiritual and all that, we're not. We really aren't. Because if we did, you know, it doesn't take much for this society to change. And if all of us that claim to be spiritual, claim to be Christian or claim to be whatever, were really that, meaning that we followed the word, meaning that that our actions followed what we say we are, we would never have a Trump as president. We wouldn't. And so that's what I mean, is that we have to step up within our own self, you know, for this mass consciousness to shift. And the proof is in the pudding, which is like what I said earlier. If you say you love God, but God is not first and foremost in your life in terms of meditation and prayer and studying the word and taking, you know, moments of silence throughout the day, you're not. You love God, and you also love these other things too. There's nothing wrong with that, because that's really, I'd say 100% of us are in that same boat. But it's time for us to step up, all of us.
I see what you're saying now. All right, I got you. Because I was thinking, like, you know, last year I gave a lot of myself so people would be educated. And that's why I did so many of the postings, because people don't see as much of the news, and it's like, it would tell me, oh, I didn't know that was happening. I didn't know that. So I was putting it out there because I know I have a pretty large following, and did a lot of shows politically to get that out there. And,
we can always play better. And a lot of times it's not having to do with our work. It's having to do with our own consciousness.
All right. Yeah,
I'm a part of this. Like, I'm including myself in this as well. And my whole life is dedicated to serving people. Like, I make a lot of money serving people. So my whole day is about God, but it can definitely be even better. You know, I can meditate more. I can do more. You know, there's always another level of what we can do.
That's true.
And that's how we grow, you know?
Right.
And like I said, like, you know, and I've said this, you know, I'm so blessed. And I'm so grateful for the life that I have, where I make a lot of money, like, changing lives. Like, and it happens in a one-hour session. It's not like these other psychologists where you have to wait, like, 20, 25 sessions before you see something. No, because I channel spirit, like, change, transformation happens, you know, around the 30 to 45 minute marker, you know, in all my sessions. And it's freaking powerful. And I'm just so grateful. But I can still do better. I can still do more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I talked to you and on the other, you know, on the shows before about, you know, how Spirit told me to sell my PlayStation so that
right.
I could, you know, devote more time and more attention, you know, to the work that Spirit's trying to create through me. You know, so I did. And that's hard for me because I love my PlayStation. You know,
yeah.
But it is. It's just we all gotta stop fooling ourselves and really look at ourselves and say, okay, this is who I say I am. But is that true? It's the same thing with you know. I know this relationship show, so I'll kind of tie that into some of my clients. You know, it's like, you know, I get this a lot. You know, for example, you know, I had a client recently, you know, a woman, who says, I love my husband so much, da 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 da, and I've been cheating on him for the past 2 years with his best friend. And so I get to say, no, you don't love your husband. Stop BSing yourself. I use actually stronger words. And let's look at reality. You have resentment towards your husband. There's actually a part of you that actually hates your husband, or you would not be, you know, having sex with his best friend right now. You know, so let's just stop all BSing ourselves. We can't say that we love something and then act completely different. It's our actions that show who we are. It's the fruit, you know, that bears our consciousness. And we all, I don't care who you are, I don't care if you're the Dalai Lama, we all have got to look at ourselves and say, what else can I be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one there. I love my spouse so much, but I'm cheating on him. So somehow that just doesn't go together.
And I hear it all the time.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
That's amazing.
Now, the truth of that is that, yeah, there's a part of her that does love her husband.
Right.
There's a part of her that hates her husband.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because, you know, there's always, you know, various reasons, you know, like,
right,
you know, the things
right.
that the husband did, you know, to her and, you know, all those type of things. But,
yeah.
And there's no judgment in any of that. But my job is to say, no, like, let's get you back in integrity. Because integrity is your actions and your words lining up. So you can't tell me that you're sleeping with his best friend. I'm a former football coach, so I use stronger words than that. But you know, words I can't say over the radio.
Right.
But I'll be like, you know, you can't tell me that you're sleeping with his best friend and tell me you still love him. You know, that's just, you know, let's stop.
Right.
You know, let's, you know, what's really going on.
Yeah. Right.
But that's, you know, and that's how transformation happens, where we get to see, you know, really, you know, what our actions are showing us about ourselves.
Yeah. You're making me jealous, and I wish I would have gone your path, because I would love to work with people.
Aww.
Like that. I love to. You're so in a great spot, you know, because it's like you said, it's so great, you know, to see people transformed in one setting. What you're doing, it's just to see that people get help and be, you know, like that. Wow, that's just great. That would be awesome. Every day you get to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but the same thing with you. I mean, every day you get to interview these incredible people that are, you know, helping others and you know, create an incredible space for the audience and where the audience can learn and all that. So you're a perfect conduit and a perfect teacher, because, you know, especially when you start sharing your story more and maybe writing a book, you know, then you'll be, you know, you'll be showing your own light as well and all the incredible things that you've done in your life and what you've gone through.
Yeah. You know, my greatest liking of the show, you know, is when I hear, you know, when someone comes on, they call in and after I say this, when we go to callers, but someone calls in and they really have a deep problem, you know, they're thinking of ending their life or they're being abused or something like that. And I even hop on the call or I'll hop on the call afterwards in the screening room and help that person. I love those type of situations where someone really needs, you know, really needs help. And because I'll just jump in there, you know. All that's needed, you know, on or off the show,
yeah.
Don't matter to me. I'll do it and I'll be there. So, and I've done it. So, but anyway, Josh, how do folks get a hold of you if they want to do a session with you?
Yeah. So my number is 310-310-8792. They can also reach me on my website, www.drjoshua, and that's drjoshua.org.
Okay. Alrighty, and all that information, folks, is right here on the show page as well. And if you would like to also help our mission that we talked about here in this hour, we're putting together a mission here on Journey into the Light of helping the homeless and also helping folks who come to the show throughout the year that might need help, maybe with rent, maybe with utilities, just things that are each of us needs help with from time to time. Please go at this time to our GoFundMe link. It's right on the show page. Click on it, automatically will take you there, and your gift would be so much appreciated. Just like when we helped Melvin earlier this year and raised $1,400 for him in 10 days so that he wouldn't be evicted from his house. And we want to do great magical things like that for others this year. So I hope you'll go and check that out. Okay, so let's go to some calls here for Joshua, and let's go to area code 757. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Kia, and I'm calling from Virginia. Hello?
I'm sorry, what's the name?
It's Kia. Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah,
Kia.
Kia?
Yes, Kia.
Okay.
Kia.
Yeah.
What can we help you with today?
I actually like the topic that y'all were actually talking about, and I resonated with it because I don't consider myself to be super, super spiritual. I tell people I'm just conscious, and I have an on and off relationship with God, you know. One day, you know, I could just be talking about, you know, something with my spiritual teacher, and I'm just like, I'm kind of mad at God right now. So, like, I can't really, like, you know, and like what you were talking about, you know, meditating, praying, like, I did that for so long, and I would get pissed because I had an expectation to see evidence, like how I would see other people have evidence of God or these experiences, and I had some, but they weren't consistent all the time. Or I wanted synchronicities and I wasn't getting the help that I wanted. So I'll go to meditation and I'll say, all right, well, I need to forgive myself and forgive God, you know, express myself. And I do it all the time. But it just seemed like every time I was always met with a challenge. And I just, that's the part that I didn't like about it. And I felt as though I wasn't really getting the help that I was actually, you know, reaching for. And it kind of didn't, I don't know, like a part of me just was like, this is hard. You know, I really want your help, but it's just like, you know, I said so many times, man, if you give me the help that I'm looking for, I'll always reach out to you. And I'm still battling with it. Today I had a conversation with my friend today who's also like a spiritual teacher, and we were talking. She was like, she mentioned something about writing a book, and on the topic she talked about she was writing in the chapter about how, you know, the only true thing is God. And I was like, well, a part of me just feels like that's just not true. I said, because I was like, you know, it's so hard for me to kind of, you know, they helped to clarify and I got it. Because I was like, I feel like I want to do certain things, but I'm like, you know, it sucks that I can't do certain things. I have certain things while other people can have them. And I said, and it sucks because, you know, I am the one who's actually sitting down meditating and praying while they're not doing it and they're getting what they want. And I said, and it sucks that I have to do, you know, that I have to sit down and, you know, and own and, you know, do all sorts of things just to get something, just to get help. And I was like, and it just didn't seem fair, but I got what they were talking, why they said it though. It was saying, you know, as far as, you know, really getting in touch with myself and really having that love, you know, that way, if I do obtain something, if it's taken away, it really won't matter to me. And I actually got it. I was okay. I can see why. But, you know, I battled. I had my challenges, you know, just with God, period. So I really, you know, I'm glad you guys were talking about that.
Man, that's really beautiful. I love that. I love your authenticity so much. And I think what you bring up is a very common complaint. And it's almost like this idea that, hey, if I'm going to follow you and if I'm going to dedicate meditation and prayer and all that, can't my life be easy? Like, can't I have it all? Like, you know, I'm doing all the right things and I'm a good person and I'm not, you know, messing up like my other friends are, or I'm not these Wall Street, you know, criminals and stuff, and they get to fly jets and I'm barely making rent, you know, like that's such a common thing, you know, but here's the truth of it. Is that there's two things, you know, governing this universe. There's love and then there's the law, and the law doesn't really know who's good and who's bad, because in reality, no one is good and no one's bad. We are all just a part of the oneness. But the law responds to what we believe and what we can accept for ourselves to attract in consciousness. And what I mean by that is that if someone in their third chakra, in their subconscious, believes and knows that they can have money, they will have money. But if someone, no matter how much they love God, no matter how much they're connected with God, if they don't believe that they are deserving of money, or if they have a mental block towards money because they hate money because of how money is being used in today's society, and they don't, and subconsciously they actually don't want anything to do with money because they think that money's evil or whatever, which, you know, happens a lot in our spiritual communities, then their subconscious will always push money away. So we can have a deep, profound connection with God and still not have our needs met on this planet, because the universe responds to law, not to love. And and so we can have the love of connection, the love of spirit, the love of life, and still not be able to feed ourselves, because if our subconscious, if our third chakra has an emotional belief, you know, that's pushing money away, or pushing, you know, our wife or our husband away, or whatever we want, if we're actually pushing that away, then the universe will always reflect back to us what our internal truth is. And that's why we have to take self-responsibility. And I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking about, you know, to everyone, because again, what you presented is so phenomenal, because it's so common. And so that's why, you know, one of the things that we didn't talk about, which is I also own a very small financial company. And you know, in that company, you know, myself and my you know, the five people on my team, we teach spiritual finance to get spiritual people to actually fall in love with money. You know, because if we don't love the things that we want, you know, then we're going to continue to push them away from ourselves. And it's very important that our spiritual community actually steps up in our financial consciousness, because that's actually what's needed as well. that we need multimillionaires that are connected and love God. We need, you know, people that, you know, we need spiritual people, you know, to have the six-figure incomes because money is power, you know, on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the only power, you know, prayer is also power, but so when my clients come to me and they're in that same situation you are, what I tell them is just that it's time to heal.
Yeah.
You know, it's really about healing. And that healing is about looking at what part of me, because of the damage, the emotional damage that I went through in my life, is pushing away success. And it's pushing away these things that I want. Because spirit doesn't know anything about our spirit. Really focuses on our soul's evolution and our soul's growth, not necessarily, you know, what our physical needs are.
That is true. I like that. And that's like one of my biggest challenges. Like for me, like I can just, you know, I'm a real open person. If I have some faults, I can easily point them out myself. I'll be like, okay, well, Kia, you should have did this. You should have did that. You can't blame nobody. But then it's like, you know, I learned some information about abundance, and I read plenty of books, and I read thousands of books, thousands of blogs, and I'm trying to implement this stuff, but it's hard. It's like so hard. After I'm like, okay, I'm going to convince myself to fall in love, and then I'm like, all right, well, does this mean that I have to go for the job that I hate or work at the jobs that I hate still? And it's like, all right, I'm trying to make sure I'm in a high, you know, a high good place, you know, throughout the process. But sometimes it's like, it's so hard for me. Like, I'm like, all right, kid, you can, you know, wake up, you know, what can I do to kind of, like, you know, while I'm learning to fall in love, what can I do during the process? And when I had those down times when I'm just like, I can't, this is hard. I wake up and I'm just like, I don't even have the energy to go to work today. Like, in those moments, what can I do?
So this is what I'd say is that utilizing the manifestation formula. The manifestation formula is fire, water, air, and then earth. And what that means is, because we're almost out of time with the show, but what that means is every single morning, wake up and declare to God that you want one thing and say, I want this one thing, whatever it is, and only focus on that one thing. You know, so you focus on that one thing, and then you spend time stepping into a feeling tone as if that one thing has already occurred.
Okay.
You know, so you walk around your day like almost like an actor going, okay, if I walked if I walked around in my life and this one thing actually occurred, how would that change my life? What would I say? How would I act? You know, how would I walk? How would I walk differently? Everything. And then you start speaking from that truth as well. You know, the air is what you say and also what your thoughts are. You know, so making sure that your thoughts and your words are also in alignment to what you say that you want. And then in Wicca, they say the three mothers create their son, the earth. That's what this is. You're utilizing the elements to create and manifest, you know, this one thing. And because you are God in flesh, you can have anything that you want. But it's all in declaring to God what you want, sometimes these challenges do come in because it's these challenges that are actually the things that sharpening us to actually have these things in our life. So a lot of times people come to me and say, well, I want, you know, abundance. I want to make money, da-da-da-da-da. And then I'll be like, well, okay, that's great. Well, Spirit wants to talk about your mother. Yeah. And then they'll be like, well, what's that about? And I'll be like, well, you know, obviously, you know, you've got emotional ties with your mom that's preventing you from being the success that you want to be.
That fits perfectly with me. I actually was just talking to my friend about that today. But yeah.
And so that's the thing, is that a lot of us are walking around so wounded, and we channel and because of that, you know, the universe always uses whatever it needs for our spiritual evolution. And so my philosophy is that when money starts to slow down, spirit is saying, you know, sit, be in silence, slow down, pause, and reflect. Because there's something that we can't carry with us any longer. It's time to let go. And oftentimes those letting go is the forgiveness, you know, work that has to occur, you know, because of, you know, our parents or, you know, family or relationships, whatever may have scarred us in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. We have got to wrap up the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great call, man. It's great to connect with you, and I'll be holding you in prayer for sure.
Thank you. You too. God bless.
All right. Okay. God bless you. Take care. All right. Good to hear from him. That was great. Josh, great time with you, my brother. And then we'll see you Monday for the new show on all the political things with the spiritual spin with Weem. It's Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So looking forward to that very much. So that's going to be a great show.
Yeah. Me too, Michael. Thanks for having me on. It always goes by so fast, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah. Okay. See you then. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. That's Joshua Darnell. Again, he'll be on Monday. And stay where you're at, folks. We're not done yet. We still have one more show to go here at the top of the hour. So everybody call back in. We got a brand new guest starting and she'll be on for the next 30 minutes. So you're really going to love her. So connect and we'll see you on the other side.